You're listening to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, episode number 70, a very controversial episode. So this week, there was some good old-fashioned drama. You know me, I like drama.
You are attracted to dramas.
It's true. Big question, who's to blame for Windows 8? And what do I mean by that? I mean, Windows 8 sold really poorly, and everybody's like bickering amongst themselves in the Windows 8 community.
So I don't know if this is if this will play a role, but just a friendly reminder, I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions during this part. Yes. So now we're breaking the show up into pieces.
Yeah. Hey, you know, that is a good place to break this one in, because HP is, one of the sellers of Windows 8, but Ballmer, so an interesting thing happened. Well, it's not actually that interesting. It's a total Microsoft move. Basically, Surface is this new piece of hardware that Microsoft's selling. This is their first real foray into computer hardware.
They just released the Surface Pro this week, too.
Exactly. And so
$899, unless you want a keyboard, then it's a little more.
Yeah, seriously. Which, who doesn't want a keyboard? So the big thing was, the big question was, so the Windows, how many Surfaces did you sell? Everybody wanted to know. And Windows said, we don't really keep track of that sort of thing. We just keep track of how many Windows operating systems we sold. So it's a subcategory. It's inside of that, but that's what they're telling everybody. They're telling everybody that they don't keep track of it. Now, basically, their way of saying
it is potentially possible, maybe, that they just don't they're tracking it and they didn't have a good enough or a reliable answer yet. It didn't. The data wasn't coming in.
They're only selling them through Microsoft retailers.
Okay, they know the answer.
Yes, they know the number minus the number of returns. They know exactly how many they've sold.
They know the number minus the ones sitting in inventory minus the ones currently being shipped.
Exactly.
They know it to the
And the thing is with all of this is it's like it's what they're basically saying is we sold so few that it would be hugely embarrassing if we broke out our Windows Surface sales, which by the way, who called this back in August or October whenever this launched? It was the week that Microsoft launches the Windows 8 tablets, Apple announces the iPad mini, and guess who sold an unbelievable number of iPad minis, and guess who didn't sell any Surfaces? Oh my goodness, I love Apple, how they mess with their competition, it was just a boom slap Microsoft. So Microsoft didn't sell very many Surfaces, which for really honestly anybody who played with the Surface knows exactly why. The computer doesn't work very well. But that didn't stop them from not selling very many Windows 8 licenses at all. So and consider the fact that you could get a full legal version of Windows 8 for like $10 that first like month that it was launching, and nobody bought it. Nobody bought the upgrades. You couldn't buy a full version. You could buy an upgrade for like super cheap. Nobody bought the upgrades. You could buy new computers.
Did they share those numbers?
It was part of that.
It says they sold 60 million Windows 8 licenses.
Right. Which is a ton, but remember what we've always said about this. It's not that Microsoft isn't going to sell a ton of Windows 8. It's that they're going to be way underselling. It's not the number of – it's not the total number that's the problem. It's the fact that they're not growing anymore. People are not – the only people that are buying it are people that have to. People that have to upgrade because they've held on to the same computer for the last 5 years. And it's now they don't have a choice, and so they have to upgrade to Windows 8 because Windows 7 doesn't exist anymore. So Microsoft didn't get very excited about all of this news, and Steve Ballmer went about trying to explain what happened, and basically his explanation was all of their partners basically sold lame computers. Windows 8 isn't the problem. It's the hardware running Windows 8. If our OEM partners like Lenovo and HP and Dell, if they had actually put out some decent hardware at decent prices, this wouldn't be a problem. It's not the fact that we have two very different UIs, one of which is very confusing and doesn't work with a pointer and keyboard, and the other, which only works with the pointer and keyboard. That wasn't the problem.
And it's also not a problem that we're selling a piece of hardware, and then our commercial is telling everyone how amazing we are and how horrible our competitors are.
Right. That has nothing to do with it. Which point the OEMs like snap back, like, whoa. Well, how about you slow your roll, Stevie Ballmer, chill out a bit. This isn't our fault.
I think you sit there and you're just like, our hardware hasn't changed. Your operating system has changed. Help me out here.
We upped our game in specs. And, you know, one of the big things, like Vista, the biggest thing that I actually disagree with this statement, but the argument with Vista and the reason why it failed so miserably, I agree that it was part of the problem, but it wasn't the only problem. What they think happened was it was really an operating system designed for a minimum of 1 gig of RAM, but really it needed two. They designed an operating system that wasn't designed for the current model or the current specs that were being sold. Everybody was selling 512. The high ends were 1 gig. Of RAM and 512 megabytes of RAM, and because of that, the operating system didn't really work very well. And because the operating system didn't work very well, nobody wanted to buy it.
Yeah.
Which is reasonable. I think that there are also stability issues, and actually there were huge stability issues, and a lot of that had to do with the fact that drivers for things like the sound card and the graphics cards, companies like NVIDIA gets a lot of blame for this one. They wrote really bad drivers early on that would like just tank the operating system all the time, that didn't get updated, and there were different... So it was just one of those things where it was like it was a combination of problems. That, and really on top of it all, it was a new operating system, and people tend to shy away from new user interfaces. And then they got rid of, like, there were things that they did with that operating system that drove me crazy. And the sum total was it was very uninteresting to the general user base for about a year until the hardware and the drivers had really caught up with the operating system. And the operating system had gone through a few service packs, and so some of the early problems that people didn't like from the UI stuff, and people were getting used to it. And so there was just a mindshare thing. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they launched Windows 7, or they announced Windows 7, and people were like, well, look forward to that. And the thing with Windows 7 that they did really well was they basically designed it for the hardware that was out there. And it was stable, and it works really well. And so they threw out all this, like, they tried to do that again with Windows 8, and I think to a large degree that they succeeded. The hardware that's out there can run Windows 8, with the exception of all the touch panel stuff.
There we go.
That was a huge new thing. And really and truly, like, there should be no computers that are being sold in Fry's or anywhere, you know, or Best Buy.
Everybody I've heard, they're like, buying a desktop with Windows 8, they go, that's a joke. Right. Horrible.
It doesn't make any sense to do it. And that's the big problem, is they basically, you know, they killed a huge segment of their exactly. And you know, the touchscreen on the laptops, it just doesn't. And so it was this weird, everybody's kind of to blame. Windows made an operating system that wasn't designed for the current hardware, and the OEMs do what they always do, which is ignore the problem until it's way too late to fix it, and it affects everybody. And really and truly, the only company that came out with a piece of hardware that was designed for the software was Microsoft. And guess what? It's stupid expensive. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, and just for the record, in HP's defense, it was going through a little bit of management change.
Yeah, you guys are finding yourself. Who can
blame you? Slightly distracted. So the hope is that that's not the case.
All the HP engineers that are working on the new computers were distracted by the management change. that was mean.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I think that's a legitimate yes.
Okay.
Because at one point in time they were talking about spinning off the entire.
That is actually a very good point. That could really distract you from, you know, doing a good job. It's one of those.
Anyways, I don't know what's up with Lenovo, and well, Dell has their own set of issues.
You mean their whole set of issues where they don't sell anything anymore?
Yeah, you know, they're trying to go, not be public anymore and get bought out because they're having trouble making money. Yeah, you know, some of those issues.
Those issues. Yeah, the whole thing. You don't make any money anymore. That's sort of the bottom line issue, isn't it? So I don't know. I don't know.
Hate Dell. I can say
that. Oh, honestly though, they are a joke.
They don't need my help.
Yeah. They're
doing just fine on their own.
Yeah. Nice job, Michael Dell. Went from, you know, hugely anyways.
Just not living up, and so the fingers have started pointing, huh?
Yeah, which is
that's
awesome.
A good sign.
Well, I love it, but I don't think the Steve Ballmers of the world love it that much. Specifically, you know what the worst part about Steve Ballmer is? He's stealing my basketball team. That jerk. Dang it! I was a Sacramento Kings fan
because
I went to the University of the Pacific in Stockton, California. They were like our closest sports team, and I didn't actually care that much, but all my friends cared, and so I started to care eventually.
I understand.
I became like a Kings fan. I was like, yeah, Kings, and it just got announced that that Seattle is companies in Seattle, including Sacramento or including Microsoft,
right.
Steve Ballmer are investing in the Kings, and they're going to turn him into the Seattle Sonics again and Supersonics.
So Seattle's getting a team.
Yeah, super lame.
What about the Mariners?
Mariners is basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah.
No. Okay. There's a team in Portland.
Portland is a different state.
I know. I'm trying to think who they probably hated too, because they were pulling in all the Washington fans. Just like Seattle was getting all the baseball fans.
Exactly. And the worst part about the Seattleites have been whining and complaining about getting their team stolen for the last couple of years because Oklahoma City took the Supersonics. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to steal the Sacramento Kings. It drives me crazy.
All fair and loving basketball.
Gosh, I know, seriously. It's annoying. Whatever. At least the Golden State Warriors are like kicking butt this year, dude. They're kicking butt.
That's unheard of.
I know. It's really random. They're like one of the best teams in the league right now. The Lakers beat them, but only by like 2 points, which is crazy. And it was basically LeBron, Kobe Bryant It was basically Kobe Bryant going, "I can't be beat by the Golden State Warriors. I can't let it happen."
I have a personal vendetta against them.
I can't let so it didn't happen, but they got dang close. It's been a good year for Bay Area sports, which I realize most of our audience doesn't care about that at all. So
is one more game.
One more game. Let's go Niners.
Let's go
Niners. Jim Harbaugh.